This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, helping you producers on the farm achieve lubrication domination. Another big judgment for the Texas lawyers. Another defeat for pork producers in the state of North Carolina. I'll talk about it coming up after this. I've been seeing in the social media photographs at the county fairs, the fair season already underway. There are some great family traditions being played out there. And when you think back to the days of our youth, many of us who grew up on the farm recall those traditions and the lessons learned. Lessons like how to take care of the equipment of the farm. And many of us learned the important role that Mystic lubricants can play. Because back then, just as they are today, they kept the machines working harder for longer, season after season. Those Mystic products like the JT6 greases, specially formulated to perform in even the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or 3 decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your family's traditions of getting the work done out there. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer. Go to their website, mysticlubes.com. M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. There was another ruling handed down in federal court in Raleigh, North Carolina, just last week against the pork industry in that state and in favor of the lawyers who have descended upon North Carolina from out of state to sue Smithfield Foods. It's a legal strategy that a team of lawyers began crafting 4 years ago. The jury in the first case to be heard before Judge Earl Britt awarded 10 neighbors $51 million. That was a few weeks ago. The judge reduced that award to nearly $3 million because of a state law that limits punitive damages in such cases. Now, in this most recent case, a man and a woman in Duplin County, North Carolina, were awarded by the jury $65,000 each in compensatory damages, $12.5 million apiece in punitive damages. So, altogether, $25.1 million in the award. That's about half what the first one was. But the state law that caps punitive damages limits what the Williamses, this couple in Duplin County, can receive to no more than $250,000 each. So the total award in this most recent decision just last week will be about $630,000. But the pork industry in the state says it is heartbreaking because the jury did not hear the full story about Joey Carter's farm. How an honest, hardworking farmer stands to lose everything. A farmer who has always, according to the Pork Council in North Carolina, exceeded the state's laws, which are the strictest regulations of any state in the country. He invested in modern technologies. He responded promptly to any concerns raised by his neighbors. Neighbors who, by the way, testified his farm is not a nuisance and that he should not be punished. I'll be back after this.